This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
Sometimes good rulemaking is just going back to the drawing board, and that was the case with a proposal to revamp repair station ratings. Rick Perry of the Aircraft Electronics Association says the rule had serious flaws and the FAA did the right thing by withdrawing it, even though it took 20 years to reach this point.
Okay, Rick, so describe the history of this NPRM and how it arrived at this point.
Okay, well, this has actually been going on for almost 20 years right now. Starting back in 1989, the FAA proposed a major change to the 145, Part 145 regulations, which are the regulations that govern a repair station, back in 1999. The final rule came out in August of 2001 with a number of changes that were made. During the original notice of proposed rulemaking in 99 and the subsequent comments, there were a couple elements of the original proposal the FAA couldn't resolve. And for that, they did a separate rulemaking, primarily focusing on quality system, the rating structure of a repair station, and then some issues with capabilities lists, facilities, designation of personnel, and things like that. They held a aviation rulemaking advisory committee. I actually sat on the committee. We dealt with the ratings and the quality systems and put forth a proposal that came out in 2006. And essentially, we didn't get it right. Not that everything the ARAC had proposed made it through the halls of the FAA without change. There were some significant changes to it. But nonetheless, the ARAC and the rulemaking process just didn't get it right. FAA got about 500 comments towards the NPRM. And while, you know, everybody intuitively supports the concept of upgrading the repair station regulations and modernizing them, unfortunately, we just flat didn't get it right. And as a result of that, AEA, independent of the ARAC, we commented, a number of the other associations commented, a lot of AEA members commented, because it rating that primarily changed was the radio and instrument ratings. The proposal was is to combine them into an avionics rating, and that didn't get very good airplay.
Well, what was the issue? Why was it not popular?
Well, the intent was is to capture modern avionics, essentially the primary flight displays and the integrated systems such as the Garmin G1000 and Chelton system and the Avidyne systems. And the problem was that the way the current rating system is you almost have to have every radio rating and every instrument rating to work on a primary flight display or an integrated primary flight display. And so we wanted to modernize that and be able to capture that under a single rating. But in the process, we lost the individuality of a radio shop, especially someone doing bench work, and totally ignored the individuality of instrument shops where they're actually doing component rework. And so we just really didn't get it right.
Okay, so then what happened?
Well, the FAA, any government agency, not just the FAA, but any government agency, essentially has only a couple of choices. You receive comments that can't be resolved, go out to supplemental rulemaking and see if you can get it clarified, or you have to withdraw the rule. And in this case, the FAA withdrew the rule. And I really commend them for it. I know they've worked hard trying to get this resolved and to get it right. And unfortunately, they just weren't able to do that. So they did what they were supposed to do, and they withdrew the rule. So we're real pleased with that. I'm quite comfortable to say that, you know, we probably will see, you know, this isn't going to go away. The issues still exist. It was just this rulemaking didn't work.
Okay, so what's going to happen now?
I suspect that the FAA will go back to the drawing boards. Most likely work with the different trade organizations such as, AEA, Aircraft Electronics Association, NATO, ARSA, and probably sit down at the table and start hammering out, defining the problem and finding a way to resolve the problem, if necessary, through some form of subsequent rulemaking. I would, I don't expect to see it tomorrow, but I would be surprised to see it pushed out too many years.
Okay, well, we'll watch for that, and thanks for your time today, Rick.
You bet. My pleasure.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.